At this point, this applies to everyone. People with families, people who don't have families, who are professional people trying to find an affordable place to live and can't find something that even in a one bedroom or a studio that's affordable. So this applies to different races, different socioeconomic statuses. This is all types of people dealing with housing stability.
And that even if that is taking on more urgency now, it doesn't mean that this is a problem unique to COVID.
Rachel, has the Biden administration had any luck in working with some local governments to help renters?
Yeah, so the administration has gotten some commitments, like from two state-level agencies in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, that have said they're going to cap annual rent increases for publicly subsidized housing. It's also gotten some commitments from private organizations, private companies, like the National Apartment Association said it would work on programs to help tenants build and improve credit. Realtor.com is piloting a program to pinpoint units and landlords that take federal housing vouchers. They have gotten quite a few commitments from some of the federal agencies that have said they're going to take up some of these calls to action. The Federal Trade Commission and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau are going to collect information exploring unfair practices in the rental market. That includes the use of things like tenant background checks. The Justice Department is looking into competition issues in the rental market. You've also got the Department of Housing and Urban Development and other agencies that are saying, we will do this. Now I think the question is whether others join them and how the White House follows up on those commitments.
So Rachel, I'm curious though what all of this will mean for renters. Rent is due every month. Will someone struggling to pay their rent see some kind of material benefit from these action plans?
Well, many of the activists, organizers, including many who spoke to the White House about planning for these proposals directly, they say no. They say that these plans are not going to do anything when rent is due on February 1st or February 15th or March 1st, that there is nothing in here that will meaningfully bring down rent or that a renter will feel tangibly in their life tomorrow.
They have pretty much did a step in the right direction. But as far as doing something, I think this is just a tip of the iceberg. It's nowhere close to what they really could do to help tenants and to show that they understand.
These are things that are on a higher level and depend on others besides the White House to actually carry these plans through.